A little bit of Primitivo by Guillermo Cides, owner of the Stick Center over in Spain. Please visit stickcenter.com. Check out all of his good stuff. Links to other stick players that aren't on the American Stick website. But that's, again, Primitivo. Welcome to show number 003 here for Stratosphere Radio for March. Second show for March. Decided to do two shows this month. Getting a little jumpy. Feeling froggy. Anyway, thank you to the great response for everybody who's been sending in their stuff. Got some stuff from Irene Orleansky coming up on the show. Some stuff from Linda Kushma, Kip, Chris Crane, debuting the track for him, unreleased track. Got all kinds of great stuff on the show today. I'm glad to get emails from everybody and submissions. You guys have been wonderful. Zach, thank you for the kudos over at the iTunes comments section. I really appreciate that, man. And I'm waiting for some music from you so that I can play it on the show, all right? So actually, keep sending all your music, everybody. I do appreciate it. Appreciate everything that you're doing. Right now, let's get on with the show. Here is Máximo del Genio. This is a tune called String Sewing. He submitted this one, and he plays stick and bass on this tune. So check it out, String Sewing here on Stratosphere Radio.
I love you. Hi, I'm Shane from nascentmusic.com, and I hope you'll come check out my podcast of completely improvised music by me on Solo Chapman Stick. Two or three recordings a week, 10 to 20 minutes apiece. That's nascentmusic, nascentmusic.com. Thank you.
Cool stuff there. That's a tune called Little Buddy, submitted by Chris Crane, and in the email he noted that it was unreleased, so I do appreciate that, Chris. So I don't know if that's new music, debut, or what, but it is unreleased, so that's got to mean something cool, I guess. It does when, like, you find these tracks online that say unreleased, and then you download it, and you're thinking to yourself, wow, it's not unreleased anymore because I just got a hold of it. So the nostalgia is gone. But this tune, Little Buddy, I don't care, unreleased or not, really cool tune. I do appreciate that, Chris Crane. Of course, Chris Crane, the author of the Stictionary. Wow, what a thick book, dude. Incredibly thick. If you can't figure out all the chords in that book, then at least you can use the book to whack yourself over the head. Because, man, that is some wealth of information there. A great supplement to the Stick Book by Greg Howard and, of course, Free Hands by Emmett Chapman. Check it out. Check out that book. It's fantastic. I got a copy of it, and it's collecting dust. But, no, I've been cracking it open here lately and just gleaning the wealth of information that Chris has supplied. Great endeavor there, Chris. And thank you, your wife. She actually named it. The cool name for a book. Stictionary. I like it. Before that, you heard Under Sail. That was a tune submitted by Perry Thompson. Really cool stuff. I like the textures and everything in there. I like that kind of music, ambient type of stuff. Really cool, luxurious, and luscious, and all that good stuff. And before that, A Lady of the Stick, Mrs. Linda Kushma. And Oxygenate there with Larry's Lullaby. Linda on vocals. Another really cool sounding tune. I'm digging it very much. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in again. And I'd like to point something out, that my RSS feed to Stickist.com is down. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know much about this RSS feed stuff. I don't even know what RSS stands for. This podcast, it's a very grassroots type of thing I'm doing. I don't have my own server, so what I'm doing is I upload my podcast to rmedia.com, which is an archiving service. Then I take that XML, HTTP file, whatever it is, and I put that on my Blogspot website. And then what I do is FeedBurner has this feed and they burn it, so they know that somehow it gets converted into all this happy dappy stuff, and then it shows up on iTunes and it shows up on other aggregators and whatnot. So there you have it. And they tell me that the RSS feed is fine. But Manny had a problem the first time with it, and then something else happened, and we got it fixed, and then all of a sudden it went away, and then they were telling me, well, you need to do this and do this, and I did everything they told me, but at last, we couldn't get it to work over at Manny's site. But still, Manny was cool enough to stick a link to the blog site, so you can check out that link from Manny's site, or just go to stratospheradiopodcast.blogspot.com. And just check out what's going on there. Every once in a while, I'll throw something up there and let you know how the shows are going and if anything new is coming up. But aside from that, really, it's just a place so you can check out the links to all the artists and know who's on the shows. So we got 3 shows now. So thanks. Send your emails into stratosphereradio@gmail.com with your questions, your comments, your cussing me out, if you do that, your praises, your checks, money orders, everything. No, just kidding. No money, please. This is a free deal. It always will be free. But please send in your MP3s and everything else. And Zach, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday, a happy belated birthday. That's very cool, man. What a way to spend your birthday out in Vegas. And I used to live out in the desert, out in a place called Blythe, California, on the Colorado River. Off of Interstate 10. It was the official armpit of America is what we called it, and we wanted to change the name to Cadaver, California. And I worked as a disc jockey out there, so I got that to say about it. That was really cool. I really enjoyed being a disc jockey for like 2.5-3 years right after I got out of high school. I did that. So actually doing this podcast is kind of like being back on the air, except I can edit everything out. But you know, I'm trying not to edit too much out. I want to keep this live feeling, at least. So, but it's cool. The cool thing about this is you can turn me off and throw me away if you want, if you don't like what I'm doing, if you don't like my voice or anything. But I really have been enjoying this, and I do appreciate the Stickist community, their response, everybody out there who downloads the show, who sends me emails encouraging me. and just telling me to keep it going. To both Zach and I, Zach's doing a fantastic show over there. I know he's been getting a lot of words of encouragement from the community out there, and we're just trying to spread the word about the Chapman Stick, and it's something that I know I love the music of the Chapman Stick. I love the stick. It's an incredible instrument. That's the best thing that's happened to music since the LP. Remember the LP? That was a cool format. I see Stickwire has been having a little discussion about LP artwork and CD artwork and all that stuff, and I kind of got involved there. But anyway, go to Stickwire and read that. Or listen to Zach's show. He's really good about updating you. Anyway, right now we got some music here from Irene Orleansky. She sent me this tune. And Lady of the Stick, thank you, Irene, for sending us this tune. She's got some new projects that she's going to be unveiling, and I'll let you guys know about that in an upcoming show. I'm going to be doing some promo work for Irene. Here's a beautiful tune. This is a solo Chapman Stick tune. This is called Meditation, and it's right here on Stratosphere Radio.
This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
That is called Paciencia. Paciencia, that means patience. And that was submitted by Fabio Katz. I do appreciate that little solo Chapman stick. Before that, Recuerdos que Conmueven by Kip. Another submission. Really digging that. Good sounding stuff. And I do appreciate everything that everybody is sending in. Good stuff. Okay, well, that's going to do it for this edition of Stratosphere Radio, show number 003. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you keep sending your MP3 suggestions, criticisms, comments, emails, whatever you want, to stratosphereradio@gmail.com. And also, don't forget, send your stuff on over to stickworldpodcast@gmail.com for the Stick World Podcast over there for Mr. Zach Winnick. And Zach, don't party too hard out there in Las Vegas, all right?
Happy birthday,
Zach! Yeah, I'm getting all cheesy here with the technology. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today, and I will see you, talk to you, on the next show, which will be Stratosphere Radio show number 004.
Happy birthday, Zach!
Okay, 004. Make sure you tune into that, and I will talk to you guys later. Have a good one. Keep on tapping.
Listening to Stratosphere Radio.